Moadim L'Simcha. Today's daf in Masechet Zvachim brought to you on this Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Tovshin Pei Vov, from Yerushalayim Ir HaKedesh, is Daf Chov Zayin, and I'm not quite sure whether we did this a little bit already or not, but I think we could start from Meisvei, and that's a great place at the bottom of Amud Beis, Chov Vav Amud Beis. And remember, we're in the middle of the sugya of Shmuel. So Shmuel said that shelo bimekomo kimekomo dam. See, even though the Mishnah said that if you put dam in the wrong place on the Mizbeach, that it's considered to be possible, it only means, Tainet Shmuel, that it's possible, legabe the achilas basar. But legabe the kapora for the bialim, it definitely was machaper on the bialim, which means that according to him, shelo bimkomo is kimekomo dami. Okay, the implications of that, we're not getting all types of different halachas, and we're going to see a question now, but no get the question of pigo, it should also be very nogea. Can you be mefago with dam shelo bimkomo? So if shelo bimkomo kimekomo dami, lechora, it should be the same as any other pigo. So let's take a look at this kasha. We spoke about yesterday, we answered different problems with Shmuel. Now we have a problem from the Braisa. So Meisvei, remember that in order for something to be pigo, b'chutz lizmana, and to be machayev karet, it has to be kosher in every other way. So if the korban would have been passed with an iruf machshava, since he had also a machshava of chutz l'mekomai besides chutz l'zmanai, then it would not be pigul. And if something else passed the korban, we have a general klal, which will soon be a gavi note, that kahartza'at kasher kahartza'at pasol, which we'll be getting to soon. So therefore, we have a problem with this braisa, because here it says, chishav li'tenetanitanim l'mahala l'mata, or lamata lamala. So somebody was going to have, he didn't do it. He had a machshava to do it, and he was going to put the dam in the wrong place on the Mizbeach. Now, the wrong place on the Mizbeach is not a pigo machshava. A pigo machshava is in the wrong place, meaning in the wrong, it has to be in the wrong mokum of the Beis HaMikdash, not on the wrong place in the Mizbeach. It has to be to be Zerg the Dam Bachutz, or to be Makriv Bachutz, and so on. So if what he wanted to do is, his Machshava is, I am today, I'm going to take this Dam, it's supposed to be on the top of the Mizbeach, and I'm going to put it on the bottom of the Mizbeach. It makes no difference, because that is not a Machshavas of Psul. Wrong place on the Mizbeach, there is no such concept of shelo lishma. Okay. But suppose he had in mind to do it today, and then if afterwards he decides, chazav v'chishav chutzu mekaymai, if he has in mind to put it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so then it becomes possible right away. But since it's chutz l'mekaymai in Bokaret, because the din is that chutz l'mekaymai is an iser to eat the meat, but iser lav, but iser azara, but it's not a chiev koris. If he had in mind to do it chutz l'zmanai, it would be pigon, and it would be chayovin alav karet. So fine, because what he thought before didn't ruin the korban. Now, how about if the original machshava was not to put it today, now, Lialta, followed by a different Machshava? No, that's not what happened. His original Machshava was to put it in the wrong place, but to do it tomorrow. So then it would be possible. And if he again then was Chazar V'chishev, whatever his second Machshava was, even if it was a Machshavas Chutz Lizmana, it would still not be a Chiyav Koris. It would be possible, but there would be no Chiyav Koris. Why? Because since you already passed the korban, which we said before, because he had intent to do it the next day, so then it became possible. Once a korban is possible, you cannot have a Machshavas Pigol that will be Chiyav Koris. That's the general concept of Pigel being an alternative universe. It can't be done in any way other than the way that the original carbon was meant to be brought. And its only problem is that it is in a different dimension. But other than that, it has to be completely the correct carbon. So now let's try to understand this Gemara. And from it, we seem to have a problem to Shmuel. Because according to Shmuel, Ishalo b'mekomo k'mekomo dami. So then if you're telling me that I'm putting it in a different place is exactly the same as putting it in the correct place in terms of the actual kapora of the carbon, so then why isn't it pigel? If the Kohen had in mind that he's going to put it in the wrong place tomorrow, so that's exactly the same as putting it in the right place tomorrow in terms of the Mizbeach, because according to Shmuel, Shelo b'mekomo is k'mekomo. Obviously, if he would have said, I'm going to put the dam in the right place on the Mizbeach, then I'm going to do it tomorrow, what's the din? It's pigel. That's classic pigel. The Zrika is Shelo b'zmanai. So what's the difference if it's in the wrong part of the Mizbeach? That is irrelevant, according to Shmuel, because wrong parts of the Mizbeach are exactly the same as right parts of the Mizbeach. That's what Shmuel said. Shelo b'mekomo k'mekomo. So this seems to be a fatal blow to Shmuel's theory. Why is it not pigel? Why does it say it's just puzzle? It should be regular pigel. Omar Marzutra, aha, that's because. Remember that Shmuel didn't say that it's exactly the same. Shmuel said that the Mishnah that says that it's puzzle only meant that the meat is not kosher to eat, but that the Zerika was mechaper on the balin. Well, that's the reason it's not pigel. Because pigel needs to be matir meat to be eaten. And then if this meat is pigel, and otherwise it would be kosher meat to eat, if it hadn't been chutzlis manai, then it's pigel. But if anyway the meat wasn't kosher to eat, it doesn't matter that shelo b'mekomo is k'mekomo dami, because vis-a-vis pigel, amachsheves, pigel is on the iser kores, on the basar, is only where that basar would otherwise have been kosher, and the only thing that's making it not kosher is the shelo b'zmano. And therefore, only, says Marzutra, zrika deshaya basar b'achila, ma'itele de pigul. If it's the type of zrika that should, if it wouldn't have been v'chutzul mekoimai, would have been matir the meat to be eaten, that can bring us to pigul. However, a zrika that will not make the basar kosher to eat is not considered to be a kosher zrika for pigel either, because that's the yisakaris of pigel. Omer le Rav Ashi le Marzutra, that's very convenient. Where'd you get that from? I mean, yeah, it fits perfectly, and it helps us solve the problem of the issue against Shmuel of Shelo b'mekomo k'mekomo, but you seem to pull that out of a hat. Where'd you get it from? So Marzutra explains to him, I got it from the pasuk. Take a look at the pasuk. Ve'im he'achol ye'achel mipsar zevach shelamav b'yom ha'shelishi pigol yiyeh and the nefesh ha'ochel et mimeno avona yisa. So now, what does that mean? Misha pigulo goramlo. So what is the pasuk telling me your chayef kares? On Basr, that was which is pigel. So that means only a carbon with a pigel is the makar of the chiyev kares. And that's the only problem that you've got. And that's what made it usher. But if you've got something else that made it usher, yotza ze, because what you said is pigel yiyah only when it's pigel on nefesh ochelet mimeno avono yisah. That means if it wouldn't have been for pigel, it would have been fine. Yotzazeh, Mashenken, over here with the dam with Shelo b'mekomo, even according to Shmuel, Shelo b'mekomo is not k'mekomo in terms of being matir the meat. The meat anyway is usher. And it's an iser dover acher garamlo. Something else made it usher. So then eating it is not chayev kares because it's not considered to be pigel in terms of the achilas basar. The achilas basar was anyway usher. That's why we said that if you had a machsheves pigel to put the dam tomorrow, but not on the right place of the mizbeach, which wouldn't have been matter if it would have been bismano, that's not machai, of course. Actually, it fits beautifully, right? Wait a minute, says the Gemara. Hold on a second. If that's the pasuk, then you're telling me it's not pigel and it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? It shouldn't be puzzle at all. We're ignoring the machsheves pigel, and we're holding like Shmuel, who says that shelo b'mekomo k'mekomo is not going to be nogea this case. So then why in the world is it a problem at all? A person, he didn't do anything wrong. He had a machsheva to do something wrong. The thing that he was going to do wrong was to put it in the wrong place on the mizbeach anyway, right? So then if you're telling me that this is not considered to be a machsheva legabe pigel, what's the psul exactly? Whoever heard of a psul of wanting to put the dam in the wrong place? Then it should be similar to the opening case of the Braita, which was that a machshava of the wrong place on the Mizbeach doesn't passel the carbon. How does throwing in the fact that it's Lamokhar passel the carbon? Ah, says Menachem Bar Yitzchak, you're ignoring a special shita. And that is, this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Bottom line is, when you said you're going to put it on the wrong place of the Mizbeach tomorrow, are you not saying that this dam you're going to be keeping till tomorrow? Yes. Well, Reb Yehuda holds that you don't need a machsheves zrika to pick a psul of pigel. You only need that you should have in mind, I'm going to leave this blood here till tomorrow. You don't have to say what you're going to do with it. So then it's a machsheves hinuach. You're leaving the dam to the long zman. And since Alibin Rabbi Yehuda, a machsheves hinuach lemocher is possible, so then obviously a machsheva of zrika shelo b'mekoma on the mizbeach tomorrow is also a machsheves hinuach, and machsheves hinuach passels. Good. Reish Lakish says, I agree with Shmuel, but I disagree with him about this idea that we had, the way that you explained it in the Mishnah. So remember, we had the pasuk that says, Ani natati v'lachem al hamizbeach lechaper, and that means that once the dam is al hamizbeach, that was Shmuel's gediyak. Anywhere al hamizbeach, then it's lechaper, but not leachila. So therefore, shelo b'mekomo is kimekomo, but only lechaper, and not leachila. So therefore, when the Mishnah says, stam, that it's pasul, it must, excuse me, it must mean that it's pasul only legabe the basur. But the one who brought the carbon is mischaper. That's what it's saying. Because it says, anina tativ lachem ala mizbeach lechaper. Reish Lakish says, no, in our Mishnah, actually, it does mean that it's puzzle, completely puzzle, even though I agree with Shmuel. I don't believe that the Mishnah is telling us puzzle, but it's kosher for the kapora, but it's not a problem, because our Mishnah is not talking about where you just put the dam in the wrong place. Our Mishnah is talking about where you put the dam in the wrong place for to be done in the wrong time. So you also put it in. You said, I'm going to eat this carbon, shelo bizmano. So there's two completely different cases. Where we have in the pasuk that says any time that you put the dam on the mizbeach, it's mechaper. That's talking about that you did everything correctly. You didn't have any machsheves psul. Masha Einkein, where the Mishnah says that it's pasul, it's pasul, because he also said that I am putting this blood here. Where's here? In the wrong place. It's in the wrong place on the Mizbeach. And he says, I am going to be eating it chutz lezmanoi, which means that he is actually trying to make it pigel. Afal pikein, it doesn't become pigel. Because a machsheves pshechutz lezmanoi that is not in the correct place is basically, even if you hold Pinugia, the kapora, it's a perfect kapora, but it's also not going to be able to make something pigol to be mechayev kores. So that's what it's talking about, that he had that machshavas. In other words, I agree with the idea of shelo b'mekomo kimekomo dami, and because of that, the Gemara now would like to go through all of the kashas that we asked at Shmuel to ask on Reish Lakish. However, it does this shorthand. So it says, okay, and then we asked X, you remember X, and then we asked Y until we finally got to the end. Okay, so that's what the Gemara is going to say. Okay, so we asked all of the questions, therefore. Oh, our first question was, okay, keep reading from there until you get ad, until you get to the last part, which says, it's not a problem, because if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then saying that it's going to be here tomorrow is the equivalent of a makshavas hinuach. And we said that a makshavas hinuach, a libet Rabbi Yehuda, is puzzle in and of itself. Okay, so we've got two, so far, ways to understand our Mishnah. Reish Lakish, well, let's start with the top. Shmuel's approach is, the Mishnah didn't really mean it's puzzle, it meant it's only puzzle got to be the bosser. Reish Lakish says, no, the Mishnah meant it's puzzle completely, but that's because he also had a makshavas pigol. And Rabbi Yochanan says, I understand that actually, if you take a look at the Mishnah that we said before, that we said that if there's a Kohen Kosher and you still have Dam HaNefesh, so we say, let a Kohen Kosher go back and let him do the Aveda properly, as long as we have Dam HaNefesh. So Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, so that original problem, basically, this Mishnah, that Mishnah, both of them are talking about where there was no Machsheves, Pigel, or at all. He was not some b'shtika. B'shtika means without a Machsheves psul. And shelo b'mekomo, the halacha is that shelo b'mekomo is lav k'mekomo domi. I disagree fundamentally with the whole idea of Shmuel, and I don't believe that the pasuk means natati v'chem ala mizbeach means anywhere on the Mizbeach. And so, Mimela, you did nothing when you put something shelo b'mekomo. So, according to Shmuel, it's true that if then you went ahead and you gave a second Zrika, it would be ridiculous because the first Zrika was already Mechaper. I hold that that's not true. The first Zrika was not Mechaper. That's why it says if there was Dama Nefesh, go back and put on Dama Nefesh in that way. You're able to be mechaper. So why does our Mishnah say, stam that it's puzzle? Because there was no dam hanefesh, that's all. So therefore, that's the difference. Our Mishnah, the first Mishnah that said, that we had before, that was, we brought, that was talking about that the Kayin should go back and he should give dam hanefesh, is where there was dam hanefesh. And our Mishnah is talking about where it just says it's puzzle. It's true. It is puzzle. Because shelo b'mekomo is lavka mekomo dami. And it's talking about that there's no dama nefesh. There's no problem at all. But, Rabbi Yochanan, that doesn't make any sense. Read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's puzzle ve'ein bo kores. Now, what the heck? What do you mean kores? How in the world would it have kores? Because it was shelo b'mekomo? I mean, the way Reish Lakish was understanding it and Shmuel was on, we're talking about the case where he did have a Machshava of Chutz L'Zmanai, and there's still a big Chiddush. It's puzzle, but in Bokores, because normally I would have thought, oh, if he thought to do this L'Machar, so then it would be actually real Pigel. Ah, therefore, we need to know that even though shelo b'mekomo k'mekomo, and you would have thought that means that this korban is mamish pigol, and therefore it's a chi of chorus, so the Mishnah, I have to say, ain't bo chorus, makes a heck of a lot of sense. But according to you, it's absolute nonsense. What's the Mishnah telling us? What do you mean, ain't bo chorus? How could anybody have possibly have dreamt up a chi of chorus by putting the dam in the wrong place? Where would that come from? So your pshat doesn't fit into the Mishnah? That's true. Kasha, that's a problem. And according to Shmuel, how exactly does it work? Shmuel held that we were talking about that he did it b'shtika. So why does it say ein bo kores? It doesn't work better according to Shmuel, does it? Yeah, because Shmuel learns that the word ein bo kores means, and in a different case, had he added a machshava, even then it would only be posel ein bo kores. So no matter whether he did it with a machshava or without a machshava, it's always going to be posel ein bo kores. That's the point. But you don't need the machshava to make it posel. Now, getting back to Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan really holds that shelo b'mekomo is lav k'mekomo dam, so when you put that dam on the mizbeach, okay, it's no different than if the dam fell onto the floor. And Rabbi Yochanan said that if there's no dam on nefesh, that's the way to understand the Mishnah. Mishnah says it's possible because there's no dam on nefesh. Why is there no dam on nefesh? You can go back, take the blood off of the Mizbeach, because look, if the blood fell on the floor, what would be the din? We said before that as long as there was a Kabbalah, and here there was a Kabbalah, as long as there was a Kabbalah, if it falls out of the Mizrach onto the floor, you go back and Osfo Kohen, and he can put it on the Mizbeach. So over here where it was put on the Mizbeach, it's put in the wrong place. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the wrong place is as if it's not on the Mizbeach at all. Fine. So then it's on the floor for all intents and purposes, right? So why can't the Kohen go back, collect the dam that he's able to collect, that's still liquid, on the Mizbeach, put it into the Mizrach, and now pour it properly onto the Mizbeach in the correct place? What's the problem? So why does Rabbi Yochanan say that our Mishnah says it's possible? Lahavi kinishbach min akli al haritzpah. Why isn't that the same thing as falling out of the Mizrach onto the floor of the Azorah and Yazfenu? So now the Kohen can pick it up off of the floor. Answers the Gemara. Well, our Mishnah actually holds like the Mani Omar, who says that once dam touches the Mizbeach, it cannot be put again on the Mizbeach. And this is another machlokas. Savala kamadi omar lo yasfenu from the Mizbeach. The Omer of Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. I'm going to tell you about a machlokas tanoim in a minute. And every one of those tanoim is moda, that in a case where you took nitanim lamala and you put them lamala, or nitanim lamata and you put them lamata, but you did it wrong. Maybe you used your left hand, you know? Okay, so you did it wrong. In that case, if it was shaloka mitzvatan, there's nothing to do. Because once it was on the chelek of the mizbeach that it was meant for, that's it. It's over. If it was done improperly, you can't take it off of the mizbeach and put it back on again. It already went onto the mizbeach wrongly. So therefore, lo yasfenu. Where there is a machlokas, is if it's in the wrong place on the Mizbeach. So let's say it was meant to be lamala, you put it lamata or lamata shenetanam lamala. Fine. Here's the machlokas that I wanted to tell you. Machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and between Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi holds lo yasfenu. Even if it's on the wrong place in the Mizbeach, you cannot take it off of the Mizbeach, put it back into the Mizrach, and now put it back onto the Mizbeach properly. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, Yasfenu. So according to this, the idea is, both of them agree that Shelo b'mekomo, Shelo b'mekomo, it's as if it was anywhere else. Af al pike, now leave it to Rabbi Yossi, once dam is on the Mizbeach, you can't use it for anything else. That's the point. Not because Shelo b'mekomo is kimekomo, because he says beferish that you can't take it back and put it back on. So he obviously doesn't hold that it's kosher. You mean it's his issue is can you be machshir it? He holds, that's the only question, can you use the dam again? Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi, Kedivrei HaOmer, lo yasfenu. Once it's on the Mizbeach, even though Shelo b'mekomo is not considered to be Mizbeach, if you don't have any kind of actual dam now coming out, dam ha-nefesh, there's nothing to do. Okay, that's the way I understand the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rav Chisda Amar Rav Vimi says, no, that's not the way I understand the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. I say, that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon both agree in a case where the dam was meant to go lamata mechut ha-sikra, and you put it lamala mechut ha-sikra, everybody agrees that lo yasfenu is nothing to do about it, because since it was put onto the Mizbeach, and it's the right Mizbeach, so then it was already niklat by the Mizbeach, and there's nothing to do to make it kosher. And for sure, that's true if it was something that was meant to be lamala michut ha-sikra, and instead you put it lamata michut ha-sikra, where you might have thought that, well, after all, if I'm supposed to put dam lamala michut ha-sikra, that dam is supposed to anyway make its way down on the Mizbeach. It doesn't sit where it was put. So you might think, okay, so then since it was going to come to this area of the Mizbeach anyway, so that should not be considered to be the wrong place. No, nobody would say that. And actually, both Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon agree that it's in the wrong place. But question is, what if it's on the wrong Mizbeach? That's the question. So there we have a machlokas. The machlokas between Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon is lifnim. So Reb Yossi says, in that case, it didn't even get to the Mizbeach where it was supposed to be used at all, right? So, okay. If that's the case, if it got onto the Mizbeach where it was meant to be, you can't use it at all. But it never got near that Mizbeach. So what's the problem if it was put on a different Mizbeach? Rabbi Shimon Aimer, lo yasfenu. Even if it's on the wrong Mizbeach, there's still a din that the Mizbeach is mekadesh it. And according to that, you should be able to actually take it and put it back on. Omer Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak, af anana mitanina. Another raya to Rabbi Yochanan is, what's Rabbi Yochanan tzvar? That even though shelo b'mekomo is considered to be not on the Mizbeach in terms of anything, lavke mekomo dami, and it's not mechaper, and it's certainly not matir the basar, af al pikein, says Rabbi Yochanan, there's no way for the kohen to be ma'asif that dam, once it's on the Mizbeach. And that's true. That's something on the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach is Makadesh things. And it becomes instantly kolot, it's called, a Mizbeach koltai. Once the Mizbeach grabs something, there's nothing you can do with it. So another raya to this is from a braita, says Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Afanana mitanina, this thing that Reb Yochanan said is something that we learn in a braita. So here what we're talking about is we've had this many, many times throughout our learning. But over here, the question is that you remember the idea of three separate miyutim that we have, Zot Torah, Ola, Hi Ha'ola. Remember that, Braita? So we're going to get into it now again. Omer of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, take a look at the Braisa, famous Braisa in Teres Kayanim, where we learn that anything that is put on the Mizbeach is not able to be taken off, because it says, Zot Torah Ola, and Torah Ola, we learn from there, once it's on the Mizbeach, Hi Ola La Mizbeach, Kol HaLayla, Esh HaMizbeach Tukadbo, once it's on that Mizbeach, you cannot take it off. But there are three things that we would take off. Why would we do that? Because when we introduce that special din of the Mizbeach being Mekadesh, and it is, once it's on that Mizbeach, it remains on that Mizbeach, even if it wasn't supposed to be on that Mizbeach, we have three special words that don't belong here. Zot, it's a Torah Ola. Zot Torah Ola. Hiya Ola, only this Ola. And it's got to also be Ha'ola. Okay, that's three miyutim. And they exclude three things that, even if they were put on the Mizbeach, have to be removed from the Mizbeach. What is that? Prat l'nishkata b'layla, if you shechted the Ola at night, and then you put it on the Mizbeach. or if the dam spilled out and you couldn't use it, or the dam was posel b'yetze and it went outside of the Azara, which is referred to as the Kiloyim, because in the Mishkan we had the curtains there, and that defined the Chatzar Mishkan. So there, even if alta, teret, but anything else, im ala, lo yeret. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, I disagree. It says ala. You would think that that means it has to be a kosher ala. No. I say even nishkata balayla, even nishpach doma, even yotza doma chutzla kilayim, even lan, and it was there, and now it's pasul balina. What's the din? It remains on the mizbeah. That's what I say. And in those cases, if it was put on, it stays on. Even yotze, even tame, even something that was pigal and was nishkat with a makshevas chutzizman or chutz lemekaymai, even something that pasul kayanim, or a czar, were Makabal, the dam, or they were Zarek, the dam, even when the dam was put on the wrong place, Hanitanim Lamala, Shinitanam Lamata, or Hanitanim Lamata, Shinitanam Lamala, or even if it was put on the wrong Mizbeach, Hanitanim Bifnim, Shinitanim Bachut, Nitanam Bachut, or Nitanim Bachut, Shinitanam Bifnim, or even a Shaloy Lishma of a Korban Pesach or a Korban Chatas, which is Pasul. I'm telling you, once they're on the Mizbeach, they're never taken off of the Mizbeach. How do I know that? Talmud Lomar, Torat Ola. Whenever we use the word Torat, it comes to tell me that there is an overall single Torah. Riba Torah Achat V'chol Olim. Any part that was put onto the Mizbeach is Im Olu Lo Yerdu. An amazing Chiddush according to Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, when it says Zos Torah Se'olah, there's only one Torah for any type of thing that is Ola. Now, you might think that we should include even things like Haroveya Vahanirva. So let's say something was used for illicit sex, or Hamukseh was set aside to be used for Avodah Zarah, or it was actually Nevad itself, so that if somebody... Remember, you don't aser for hedyot by worshiping an animal, because a bal chai doesn't become aser, but for the mizbeach, you do. And that we learn from the special miut, that min, who comes to tell me, that if it was worshipped, so then it's possible for the mizbeach. An esnan, which was used to pay a prostitute, or a mechir, which was used to buy a dog. So anything like that, you might think will include too. And how about kilayim if it's the wrong species because it's mixed? Or how about if it's a trefa? Or how about if it's a yotzei dofen if it was never born normally? It was born by Caesarean. How do we know that that's not included? That we know from Zot Torah Ta'olah. I agree that the Torah Ta'olah is limited by Zot. I mean, this seems very arbitrary. What makes you decide the things that are included in Torah Ta'olah and the things that are excluded by the Zot? Umara itel rabot et elu. Why did you say all of those lists? Those were complete psuls, even including pigo. My God. I mean, why are those included? And these things, laotziat elu, these latter things are not included? Very simple. The point is that marbea niat elu shayap sulon bekodesh. Anything that was actually kosher for the Mizbeach, and if it was roy for the Mizbeach. So they were brought into Hegdash, and they were completely kosher. There was nothing wrong with them. And then something happened to passel them. But all of the last cases are cases that before they were even brought to the Beis HaMikdash, they were passel. So it makes sense to say, if you're going to tell me Torah achat v'chol ha'olim, it's all things that were roi to be brought on the Mizbeach. But if initially the animal wasn't roi to be brought on the Mizbeach, it's the wrong species. I mean, what do you want? It's kilayim. It's something where it has a begam of trefus. I mean, those are things that have nothing to do with kegdesh. Those are pasul animals. So if that's the case, it makes sense to say that that's not called ha'olin, and it's therefore not meant to be olim. Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak is now trying to bring the raya that he quoted the Braisa for. He said, Afanana mitanina. Show me. I don't see. What does this have to do with Rav Yochanan? Ah, because one of the things that it says over here, Hanitanim lamata, shenitanam lamala, or lamala shenitanam lamata. So it says over there that once they go onto the Mizbeach, they're not meant to be removed from the Mizbeach. And even though Rabbi Yehuda said there were things that we do have to take off the Mizbeach, the only things that he mentioned was Nishkata Balayla, or Nishpach Adam, or Yotzei. So in other words, he's agreeing with this, that if the Dam was Shalo B'Mekoma, it doesn't matter, because anything that was put onto the Mizbeach HaOlah remains on the Mizbeach HaOlah. So what does that mean? That even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the dam was poured out on the ground, then you have to take it down because he has the three miyutim. But if the dam was put shaloi b'mekema, then he's saying that you can leave it up on the mizbeach. So what's the possible reason for that? If shaloi b'mekomo kimekomo, why is it any different than having the dam spill out? Ah, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said, that there's a tremendous difference between the two. And that's because the Mizbeach is kelate that dam, and now you cannot use it for anything else. There we go. So it makes perfectly good sense. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Must be that he's right. My time up. Lav mishum dekalta mizbeach. Isn't that because once the mizbeach is kelet, then there's no looking at and using it again? So it's not like spilling on the ground. So shema minov, that's the case. Lo yasvenu. So you see from this braita that Rabbi Yochanan is right, and that even though shelo b'mekomo lav k'mekomo dami, that doesn't mean that you can reuse the dam by putting it there again, having collected it. Omar Rabbi Elazar, okay, how about this? This is all about the Mizbeach HaChitzon we've been talking about. How about the Mizbeach HaPnimi? So now Rabbi Elazar adds, you should know that all of this discussion, the Mizbeach HaPnimi also is Mekadesh Psulim. We brought the pasuk of Yiha Olah Amokda, obviously, Ala Mizbeach Kol HaLaila. Obviously, that was a reference entirely to the Mizbeach HaOlah. How about if something was put on the Mizbeach HaZohav, which is inside of the Heichal? What would be the din over there? Same thing. It would be Mekadesh Psulim, and you would not take them down off of that Mizbeach. But don't we know that in that braita? Didn't it say Hanitanim Bifnim, Shinitanam Bachutz? And the braita said that if that was put on the Mizbeach, they're not Yoret, Im Olu Lo Yerdu. So apparently, when you take dam, it was meant to be on the Mizbeach HaChitzein, and you put it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, on the Mizbeach HaZahav, the Mizbeach actually takes that dam, even though that dam is pasul, because the moment that you bring dam into the Heichal, it becomes Nifsal, remember? At the moment that the dam is Nichlas Bifnim, we learn out from the Halacha of Echatas, if it isn't meant to be brought Bifnim, it becomes pasul. And Afal Pikein, it says that if the Kohen brought it inside, Im Ola Lo Yered. So why is Rabbi Elazar telling us a big Kiddush? I mean, that's what it said. So he's not adding anything when he says that the same thing is true of the Mizbeach HaZahav, is he? Oh, he certainly is. Because, look, if it only would have said that Braita, Imi Hotam, I would have said, yes, of course, but that's because it's dam. Now, is dam brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi sometimes? Of course. when we are zorek the dam on Yom Kippur, don't we put it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? So when a korban is brought bifnim, the dam is sprinkled ala Mizbeach on the four corners and al tiyarosho Mizbeach, right? So we've got lots of cases like that. So I understand that if you sprinkle dam, even though that dam was meant to be on the dam on the Mizbeach HaChitza in the Mizbeach HaEila, if you put it on the Mizbeach HaZahav, you're putting it on a Mizbeach that is ro'oi for dam. But suppose you would do the same thing. Let's say, instead of dam, you put the komets of a mincha. Is a mincha ever brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaZahav? Absolutely never. So, and is a komets not the equivalent of menachas, of dam and zvachim? It is. So then, I would have thought, that may well be so. But the komets, which is never brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi cannot be mekadesh it, because it's like, I don't know, it's like putting it on the moon. I mean, what does this have to do with the kedusha of the mincha? Therefore, Rabbi Lazar is saying a tremendous chiddush, that even something that would never be put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaPnimi would be mekadesh even something that's not roi for it. So even though the Torah says beferish, it's osur to bring a mincha or zeva on the Mizbeach HaZav, once it's put there, it is actually left there. And we don't say that that's what the Torah meant to say, that you cannot leave it there. Wow, that's a tremendous chiddush. Yes, the Gemara, it says not like that. How can Rebbe Lazar say that if the Braita says, Ketoret zara she'ala l'gabi mizbeach? If you put a ketores that wasn't meant to be brought, even if it's put on the mizbeach hapnimi, since it says, lo talu alav ketoret zara ve'ola u'mincha, the nesach lo tischu alav. So these things are all the same. If Rabbi Lazar is claiming that if you put a mincha on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it stays there, then why does the Braita say that the same pasuk that asked putting the mincha on the Mizbeach HaZahav, which also prohibits bringing a Ketores Zora on the Mizbeach HaZahav? So I don't understand. Why are you telling me that the Ketores has to be taken off right away, but the Kemetz HaMincha does not? Should be the same thing, no? So you see from here that it does have to come off. She'ein lecha mekadesh, listen to the Lashon of the Braita. Ein lecha mekadesh pesulin ela mizbeach hachitzon beroilo. The only mizbeach that we can use to be mekadesh things that are pasul are things that are roi to be brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and they were put there shelo kedin. Then it stays there. Let's say, you know, we would say, we would have a komets that is a kosher komets, but you didn't do nesina bekli, so that it was not mekudesh with a kli shares, maybe. That would not be called roi lo. Okay, fine. But this only, the Braita limits the whole thing of the Mizbeach being Mekadesh, things that are possible for some reason, as long as they're Roilo, is only true on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. It seems to be saying very clearly that anything that is not supposed to be on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, such as a Keteres Zara, should be taken off right away. How do you explain that? No, you misunderstand the case. The case isn't that the Keteres Zara went on to the Mizbeach HaZahav. The case is that Keteres Zara went on to the Mizbeach HaChitzain. This wasn't talking about the Mizbeach of the HaZahav. It's talking about you brought a Keteres Zara. You know, you had in mind that, oh, well, I mean, if it's Keteres, we must be talking about the Mizbeach HaZahav, right? Yeah, right. The same way if it's a mincha, we must be talking about the Mizbech HaOlah. Sorry, boys. This is prejudice. The case that we're talking about over here is if you took a Keterah Zarah and you put it onto the Mizbech HaOlah, so then it has to come right down. Why? Because Ein Mizbech HaChitzon, the Mizbeach of the Eila, is not Mekadesh Psiulin unless they are things that go on to the Mizbeach HaChitzain. Is there ever Keteres that goes on the Mizbeach HaChitzain? No. So therefore, you have to take it off. But Davka, the Mashmaut is that Hapnimi is like Rabbi Lozer said. The Mizbeach HaZahav is Mekadesh anything, whether it's Roila or whether it's Eino Roila. Why is that? It's very simple. The Mizbeach, this is a very important yesod, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, for all intents and purposes, is the equivalent to the floor of the Azora. It's just a higher floor. That's all that it is. Why do I say that? Because remember, we're Mekadesh the floor, and we were Mekadesh the floor, as we're going to see, that you're able even to bring korbanos on the floor between the Mizbeach and the Heichal. If there's too much to bring, we had this already. We discussed this before for momentarily when we were talking about at what point it would be Nifsal. So, Lagabi Holocha, remember? So we were saying, since theoretically you could put it on the floor and be makrivit on the floor, so it would be a Holocha that is not necessary. Fine, that's when we measure. I'm just saying, mentioning this, you can remember when we mentioned this idea. But the fact is that the Mizbeach HaOlah is only a floor, except that we gave it the Kedusha that you're able to bring Korbanos, which we could have done to areas on the floor also, as we'll see later, how to be Mekadesh the floor to make it Ro'i for Korbanos. But it doesn't have the power of the Shemen HaMishcha, which was the marker of the Kedushas HaGuf of the Kalim. The Mizbeach HaZahav is one of the Kalim. And because of that, it has a much greater power to be Mekadesh Basha Eino Ro'ilo because of the Shemen HaMishcha that was used on it. And therefore, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, being a Kli Sharet, is Mekadesh even things that are not Ro'ilo. And because of that, it actually makes them ro'i. In fact, it's the most powerful kli sharet, because a normal kli sharet wouldn't make something kosher for a mizbeach if it wasn't ro'i. So because of that, if we're talking about a kli, so then we're talking about our mizbeach, obviously. If we're talking about the mizbeach in the Mishkan, the mizbeach in the Mishkan is also a kli. Because even though it was filled with sand when they arrived in a place, so that it was called a Mizbach Adama, but it was made out of copper, it was made out of Nechoshet. And that was one of the Kalim, it says Beferish, that you use the Shemen HaMishcha on. But what we're talking about over here is the difference between the Mizbeach HaChitzei of Binyan, which is essentially a floor, and Mizbeach HaPnimi, which was one of the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekadesh. That's the reason for the difference, in which case it's nothing to do with the point of the Kasha and Rebbe Elazar. It makes perfectly good sense. That's Rebbe Elazar's entire idea. A Keteres and a Mizbeach HaChitzain is not Roilo, and therefore you're not Mekadesh. But a Mincha on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, even though it's not Roilo, is Mekadesh. So we've had some very important new ideas over here. The idea of being Mekudesh of the different Kalim. What is the level of the Kedusha, either on the Kli or on the Ritzbah, or on the Mizbeach of things that Kivan She'olu lo Yered? All of that was the concept of Torah Tolah, Torah Achat L'chol HaOlim, the Nafkamina between Psulon B'Kedesh or Psulon Shalei B'Kedesh, which is those things that became possible only after they were brought. This is the way Rashi understands. The truth is it's about Chalukas Rishenim. The next time we get to it, we'll talk about Tosfos' approach. because this is not the main place where we're talking about on Mizbeach Mekadesh HaSaroi, obviously. We have a whole parak that's going to be discussing those in Yanim. We'll use Rashi's approach over here, the nafkamina between becoming posel even before it was in the Rishus of Hegdesh. It was just, it was the wrong animal, it was kilayim, or it was used for sexual purposes, or it was worship. Those things have nothing to do with the psul of Kadesh in it. There are the psulim for Kadesh, but not of Kadesh. All of the other psulim are psulim of Kadesh. Put the dam in the wrong place, have a makshava spiegel, have a makshava shalom, shalom lishma, v'pesach and achatas, and all the other different things that we registered in the psulei aveda, the psulei v'kayanim, that we're doing it. All of those are called psulei v'kaydash, and alibi the Rabbi Yehuda. They're all included in Amizbeach Mekadesh, which is kivan sha'alah lo yered. All right, very, very important you say this over here. I hope you get a chance to review it before we go on to more Chomor Sugyas Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Meanwhile, I'm wishing you Moadim L'Simcha, Chagim Uzmanim L'Sason. Eliyahu Hanavi, unfortunately, was not allowed to show up tonight because of ruining Chol HaMoed. Who's got time for Mashiach when you're sitting and eating in a sukkah? So we'll have to wait, apparently, a couple of days. But meanwhile, we should be Zarcha to Egula Shlema. And out of the bizyenes, rabat savala nafshino alaga shananim, abuz legeyanim yemach shemam. Okay, see you all.